Hello, Mr. Cow. I'm with Ben Barraclough at Mini Meadows Farm in Welford. Today, we're going to be catching some chickens. Ben, you've got a net in your hand. This is kind of like fishing, but with chickens, isn't it?
It is a little bit like fishing, but with chickens, but it's a lot easier than running around like a mad thing for half an hour.
This is going to be interesting to watch. I'm quite looking forward to this. So Ben's now walking towards the group of chickens. There's about 20 chickens. And, oh, he's got one. That was quite easily done. It's in the net now, and it seems reasonably calm, having just been caught in a net. It's now going in the box.
It's far less stressful for the chicken catching it with a net than it is running around for half an hour trying to grab its legs and things. So although it looks a bit aggressive, it's really not.
How many more have we got to catch now?
11 more.
11 more?
11 more. So we're going to be here for hours yet.
There's fields as far as the eye can see. There's a lake in the distance. This is just a beautiful location. And this is your office, isn't it?
It certainly is. A big 12-acre office, which in the middle of summer is fantastic. In the middle of winter can be a little bit crisp.
You haven't always been a man who makes his money through selling chickens. What is it you used to do?
Well, I'm 43 now. I spent my first 10 years selling conferences and exhibition space and sort of all boring stuff like that. I'd never really sort of fitted in, so I thought I'm going to have to work for myself. So at the time, I used to keep chickens as a bit of a hobby, and the hobby has kind of now grown a little bit out of control.
As we've witnessed this morning, you're making money out of this. I mean, we've watched Ben catch 12 chickens, and he's just sold them at a decent amount of money, haven't you? So there's money to be made here, isn't there?
Well, there is. The setup costs are quite high. The problem with this business is there are a lot of people selling chickens, and mostly people are selling them from their back garden in sort of rubbishy conditions. They're muddy, they don't have a professional website, and it's not a sort of destination you want to go to and spend a bit of time. We've tried to, with my background of garden design, try to come up with a centre that's pleasant to walk around and, you know, spend, as you say, we've got sort of fields and lakes and ponds and that sort of thing. So you can actually come and spend 2 or 3 hours here looking at the chickens, which are all raised on grass as opposed to little cages. You know, we're based in Northamptonshire. We get people coming from literally centre of London through from... We had a guy on a motorbike from Scotland once to come and buy eggs, which I know sounds ridiculous.
That's a long way to come for eggs.
It is. Yeah, it really is. It's crazy. But then, you know, he bought some eggs and he's incubated them and people are doing all that sort of thing.
How difficult is it being self-employed in times of austerity?
The most difficult thing was the funding in the first place. Because a back garden business is one thing, where you've got 2 or 3 little huts, to actually take it then to the next scale and become a commercial business, we need to buy land, £30,000 worth of fencing, the big brooder houses we've got here are £3,000 each. So far, we've probably spent £250,000. We used First Enterprise to borrow some money to give us the initial push to help us build our little shop and some display centres, which has really sort of kicked us on 3 stages.
And obviously joining us from First Enterprise is Chanay Biant. You were saying to me earlier, when you first came here, Ben was kind of operating from a small shed. Now, looking around, there's quite a big shed. Yes. And I'm guessing you've had something to do with that, is that right?
Yes, it's amazing. Ben came to us and made an inquiry for a small loan, and the banks weren't supporting him. So I met Ben in the little shed over there, sitting on a garden chair, and with no electricity, and Ben sat on a bale of straw, and I had my computer on a generator.
Welcome to my office, something like that.
Yeah.
Ben, what you're doing here is kind of... It's a bit of a follow-on from George and Lenny. It's a bit like Of Mice and Men. You're living off the fat of the land. You are living the dream here. What are you doing this all for?
There's two different reasons why I'm doing it. I mean, firstly, I thoroughly enjoy it. But also the fact I'm building up something for the future so that my kids can have a business to run. And if I can hand on a business to them in 20 years' time, which will earn them, whatever, £20,000, £30,000 a year, fantastic. In fact, there's a famous quote from someone who said, if you can turn your hobby into a business, you'll never work again.
And that's what you've done.
And that's what we've done.